Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Neil and joining me is Feifei and Fred, my goat.
Hi everyone. Neil, why have you brought this goat into the studio? It smells.
Fred doesn't smell. I've brought my goat into the studio to teach our listeners an expression you can use when something annoys you.
Well, having smelly animals in the studio annoys me.
Well, in that case, Feifei, you can say, smelly animals in the studio, get my goat.
To get somebody's goat, an expression you can use when something annoys you.
That's right, you can say something gets your goat if it annoys you. You know what, Feifei, it gets my goat when people say my pet Fred is smelly.
Here are some examples of people using the expression, get somebody's goat.
These queues at the post office really get my goat. I've been waiting for half an hour.
Oh, I don't believe it. I've got a parking ticket. Traffic wardens really get my goat.
These calls from people selling insurance get my goat. They've rung 7 times already this morning.
To get somebody's goat, an expression you can use when something annoys you.
Notice that we often use really with this expression. Train delays really get my goat.
It seems to me quite a lot of things get your goat, Feifei.
Not really, Neil, apart from Fred.
Are you saying my goat gets your goat?
Yes, your goat really gets my goat.
The English We Speak from the BBC.